You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones.
Good morning, Saints of God. This is Tom Jones coming to you live. And what an honor it is to, again, be here to share God's word with you, to encourage you to keep on, as I say, keep on keeping on, to hear his heart. And his heart beats people. And I just, my desire for each and every one of you is that you would strive to become more like Jesus each and every day. It's difficult in this upside down world we live in. It's difficult. I'm sure your patients are tried like mine each and every day. I'm sure people discourage you. I'm sure people get in your way. They say things. But just keep on keeping on. Well, this morning I'm going to have a dear brother call in. He's out in Seattle, Washington. He has to get up a little early. I believe it's 6 o'clock. Danny, he has to get up. And he was in the military. And I want to thank him when he calls in for his many years of service to the Army. He and his wife were in the Army. So he's calling in now, and we'll put him on in just a second. Lee?
Hang on just 1 second. He'll be with you,
okay? Yes, Lee?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Now, you're on 91.5 FM. You're live. And I told people about you, and if you could just, before you share what you're going to share, could you just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, Lee, and about your military service? And I especially, and the listeners, want to thank you for your many years of service to our country.
Well, thank you. You can hear me okay?
Yes, we sure can, Lee.
Okay, well, my military career kind of started in 79, went in 1979, was in the military for 8 years until I got out in 88. I spent some time in all over the place, actually, in Turkey, Denmark, Norway, above the Arctic Circle, just did a lot of things. I was a helicopter crew chief and a door gunner on Hueys the first time, and then I took a break in service until 9/11. I came in 1 month after 9/11, October 24th of 2001, and was a part of the National Guard in Oregon, and then was... Consequently, I went on three different tours over there, two in Afghanistan, one in Iraq, as a door gunner, and on CH-47. That was the big helicopter with two rotor blades. And like I said, did three combat tours and then finished my time, did a total of 21 years. Was medically retired in 2014. So that's the long and short of that one.
Well, you had to get up early this morning. Tell the listeners where you're from, Lee.
Oh, I'm from Washington State, Kennewick, Washington. It's it's about 6:05, 6:06 right now, man.
Well, I'm sorry to make you get up early.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Now, the show's called Wake Up, Lee, so we have to be awake.
There you go. That's enough for everybody to know, right?
Me included. I just had a cup of tea, so. But anyway, share your heart, Lee, with us. You had something that's on your heart for the body of Christ?
Well, sure. As we were talking, I think it was last week or whenever it was, my weeks kind of roll into the next now. So my wife's been helping me. So, all right. So what we were talking about was the sovereignty of God. And I don't want to get into something, in the weeds too far, but I do want to bring this out. And it's just something that you and I, Tom, have been, discussing a little bit. About God furthering His kingdom and that's through us. And one of the things that I think it's one of the biggest misconceptions in the body of Christ is having a real misunderstanding or not completely understanding the sovereignty of God. And we get this idea, I think, in the body of Christ, and this is at large. This isn't just a narrow kind of thing here. This is very broad. Is they think, well, they blame everything. People just blame everything on God. If something doesn't happen, their way or whatever, if somebody dies, if somebody isn't healed, if, you know, they're always blaming God for this. And we need to recognize that sickness and disease didn't come from God. That sickness and disease is something of the enemy, the devil. And if we get that in our hearts and really understand that, Jesus, he took those stripes mm-hmm. upon his back. He, shed his innocent blood for us. And it's obviously for salvation, but I really want us to recognize that, he healed. When he said he healed all, that's all for all time. That's not just back in his day. That's for everybody, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, our healing comes from the Lord. But recognize that, we have to believe. It really yes. comes down to just that. We yes. have to believe. So I want us to understand that God is sovereign. There's no question about that. But he gave us something, and this is what hopefully I can touch on this a little bit. But I want to bring this out. And also I want to do this. I want us to also, the listeners to know that, I've been reading this little book. It's something put out by Andrew Womack. It's called The Sovereignty of God. And it was it's just a small little book, but it really brings out a lot of stuff. And one of the things that I think is important to bring out is mankind's sovereignty. And, I'm going to bring this out from Psalms 115:16 for anybody that wants to look it up. This is even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. Now, the key part here is he gave the earth to the children of men. If you look at Genesis 1:26-28, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So he gave us charge over those things. We're to manage those things, and to manage the earth. So in some respects, we have that sovereignty, but we also, through Adam and Eve, gave that up, because of sin. That went to the devil, but it was bought back by the blood of Jesus. It was bought back by Jesus himself.
Mm-hmm.
He took the keys of hell and Hades. And so, that was, the only power that the devil has over us is deception. And we have to give that to him. And that comes from the imagination. Mm-hmm. If we give over to the enemy, then that particular thing that we've given over to him, he's won. But we don't have to do that. It says to resist the devil and he'll flee from us. So that's it sounds pretty simple, and it is, but we have to be willing to do it. We have to be willing to resist the devil, and he will flee. That's the only power he has. Everybody thinks, there's so much things in Hollywood and everything today in this world that shows Satan as some big power and everything else, but he's not. It's going to be really surprising for people when they see, they're going to look at him and say, this is who we're afraid of? We're not afraid of. I'm not afraid. And nobody should be. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. And that's what's, we need to recognize is that sovereignty of God that he does have, control and sovereignty. He is sovereign, mm-hmm. but he's given us the earth to manage. And I think so many times people just get so, stuck in the weeds, and they're not really seeing that he's already a defeated foe. The enemy is already a defeated foe.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't allow the enemy to steal your joy. Don't allow him to steal anything, because that's exactly what he does. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, brother. It is still a little early.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
You're doing fine, Lee.
Still okay. Trying to work up my brain here.
Could I share a scripture on sovereignty?
Absolutely.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Lee, but it's found in Jeremiah 32:17. He says, "All sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and the outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you."
Exactly.
Nothing's too hard for him. You know, when I was in Hawaii with you, Lee, remember those good old days in Hawaii?
Oh, man, that was a ways back, brother, yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's good.
I'd often look at the mountains, and I'd look at the ocean, how vast and how big the ocean. I mean, as far as your eye could see, it went on and on and on. Can you imagine God's even bigger than the oceans? I mean, it's just unbelievable how big and awesome God is. And as the word reminds all of us, is there anything too difficult for thee?
There's nothing too difficult for him. Nothing.
You know,
nothing.
And I think last time I spoke to you, you were telling me, I had an issue I was dealing with and still do. That Jesus said, take it to the cross, leave it. And I think that's what we need to do. Everything we need, Lee, we could just go to the cross. We go to Jesus. We just say, Lord, I need help. And you know what? The fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous, the word says, availeth much.
Availeth much, exactly.
Oh, go on, Lee. I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No. That's so good. I'm not trying to scare people. That's not what it's about. But I just want them to recognize, we can. You're absolutely right. We can take everything
mm-hmm.
and lay it at his feet. But we also need to recognize that what he has put in us, a born-again believer is filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you ask God, if you add Jesus into your heart, if you recognize that he's done it all.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, it is finished, that was everything. And if we've asked him into our heart and the Holy Spirit lives within us, and each and every one of us, then, there is nothing too hard. Nothing too hard. We can come to him with anything.
Amen.
And he hears us.
He does. Remember, I don't mean to interrupt you, Lee, but remember blind Bartimaeus?
Yeah.
And he heard Jesus was coming to town, or he was nearby, and he cried out, Son of David, have mercy. Son of David, have mercy. And what did the crowd do? Sometimes the crowd reminds me of the church a little bit, and I don't mean to pick on the churches, Lee. I'm not here to do that because I love the church. I love the body of Christ. But sometimes the crowd, what did they do? They told him to be quiet. But he was so desperate for Jesus, and in his desperation attracted the presence of Jesus to him. Jesus went to him. And are we desperate? And I was corrected on TV one time. Tom, you can't say that. You can't say you're desperate for something you already have. No, it's my flesh I'm dealing with. As Paul said, we must decrease on a daily basis, that he increases. And I think my desperation for what I need, and I can go to him, Lord, help me. Help me. And look what he did for blind Bartimaeus. He had a physical sight, and Jesus healed him. He actually healed him because he was so desperate, and he knew that Jesus was the only one that could touch him. And the crowd just said, be quiet. Look, Lee, when a baby's crying, we want to get that baby out of here. But that baby's trying to tell the parent, I'm hungry, feed me. And we all should be hungry for Christ. We all should be we all should be desperate for him.
Yeah, I just every day. I have a saying I've told my wife, I've told anybody to listen anyway, that, every day is a good day. If it's okay for me to share a little bit, Tom, about
Yes, sir, Lee, please.
Okay, so last year in April, I was diagnosed with ALS. I don't know if anybody knows what that is. That's amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. And, it, you know, the doctor, you know, basically gave me a death sentence, but I knew right after, even almost during it, that diagnosis, that God gave me a life sentence. And I'm going to choose life, you know. But we have choice. You know, you can either listen to, you know, what the doctors say, and I'm not downing on doctors. You know, we need them. You know, there's no question about that. But, you know, I'm going to choose life. And my wife is, you know, my caregiver now. No, go ahead.
What a sweetheart. What a sweetheart you have.
I've just got such a great wife. She's such an amazing. You know, he that finds a wife finds a good thing, and I found a great thing.
So, I tell you what, I saw your Christmas picture. I don't mean to interrupt you again, Lee. I think you sent us a Christmas picture, and I'm telling you what, you all look young, like you're in your 30s or 20s. I thought, is that Lee? Is that Sharon?
Well, she is she's absolutely a blessing in every way.
Well, she's always been that way. Even when I was in Hawaii, she was always that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I like I said, he that finds a wife finds a good thing. I found one a long time ago, but I'm thankful for it.
You sure did. And I did too. Yeah. So
you too. You definitely.
But keep sharing, Lee. We want to hear your heart.
Well, anyway, so you know, I've had a lot of challenges because of this this sickness, or, well, it's disease is what it is. And I don't care about challenges. I mean, I'm trying the best I can. But make no mistake, I am standing for a miracle and a healing. And mm-hmm. you know, and I'm believing for that. And I'm still believing for that, no matter what.
Yep.
I don't blame God for this disease, because it didn't come from him. I think that's the thing that I think a lot of times you hear, well, you know, and people get discouraged. They do. How could God let, you know, whatever the particular thing is, how could God let this disease come upon this little girl or even me or whoever? Mm-hmm. And here's the key thing that we need to recognize. God didn't do it. You know, this is all part of the fall at the beginning. And all these diseases and sicknesses and wars, God never wanted wars. He never wanted sickness. He never wanted disease. He never wanted any of these things like that. And we I think even the body of Christ tends to believe that, you know, well, God, you know, he's sovereign. So, you know, he should have taken this thing away. It should have never been here, blah, blah, blah. And I've heard them all, man. And that is not God's heart at all. You know, that's not the way he works at all. God loves every single one of us.
Mm-hmm. He sure does.
He's not willing that any should perish, you know,
yes.
Any should perish. So I just wanted to share a little bit of that. I know we're kind of running out of time, but still, I wanted people to understand that, you know, don't blame God for something that the devil did, you know, and is doing. But what does it say? Resist the devil and he'll flee.
Yep.
And that's what I'm trying to do right now. So,
Would it be okay to tell the listeners, Lee, what happened to you? Would that be okay to share that you were in
Afghanistan? Absolutely. Go ahead.
That you were in Afghanistan. Is that okay to share that? If not.
Okay. Absolutely. Go ahead.
If you could share what happened.
That part about that.
Yes.
Well, okay. So, I'll just share. I mean, I won't go into all of it, but my time in Afghanistan started in 2005, and you know, I'm like so many other soldiers. You know, they got sent over there. We all had to do our part and do our job. I had a couple different jobs as part of flight operations. I was also a door gunner, you know. The missions were, I think I went on 23 air assaults, did a lot of resupply missions, those kinds of things. And I don't know what people know about, the war back then, but it was, there was people dying all the time. There was a lot of horrendous things that went on over there, and I lost, we lost a whole crew. Mustang 2-2 went down, and we lost every one of those guys. Mm. But I ended up, we were in firefights. There was all kinds of stuff that happened during that time. But I know that God was with me every single moment. He yes. protected me so yeah. many times. It was a miraculous thing that I came back, believe you me, like so many others, God yes. protected us.
Yes.
And that's the one thing, I want people to walk away from. It doesn't matter what kind of a, situation you're in, whether you're in combat like I was, or you were, you're even right here and you're just trying to cross the street. God's always protecting us and watching over us if we believe.
Yes.
It always comes down to belief mm-hmm. and trust and faith. Yes. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. You're absolutely right. I was given a death sentence too, that I had 2 days to live. I pulled out of that after a bad auto accident. Then I had another doctor yeah. tell me months later I need back surgery. And I said, no, I don't. No, I'm not against back surgery. And then one morning after 3 years, it looked like someone felt like someone took a sledgehammer to my back. I woke up and it was gone. Still have a little issue to this day. And then I had another doctor tell me my shoulder was bad. He said, your career is over. I said, okay. I love doctors. Don't get me wrong, Lee, like you. But yeah. I said, okay, I got to go back to work. See you. And I went back to work. So, all I know, Lee, is God's a big God. He's a loving God.
He is.
We serve a big God. And all he wants us to do is just come to him. He wants us to all fall deeper in love with him like right. never, never before. And anything else, Lee? We got about 2 minutes, I believe. Lee, I need to have you back on, Lee. You got to finish this.
I thought this would be a one and done thing, because I probably would share something that he would just freak out about or whatever. People would freak out about, but I would love to come back on. I don't know when I can do it. We'll have to figure out. My wife's she has the schedule and all this kind of thing. So we will talk again, brother. I promise you. And Lord willing, we'll definitely. I'd love to come back and share, my heart with people, because I really want to get not just into the sovereignty of God, but into the kingdom message. And it's not just, I think a lot of people hear that and they go, well, wait a minute now, it's all about the king. And you're absolutely right, Tom, in what you said. It is all about the king. But we need to recognize that we have an assignment here. And it's not just about, getting the hoping for the rapture and getting, raptured out of here. That's not what it's about. It's about fulfilling what God has, put in our hearts to do mm-hmm. and given us, to do. And that's important. So maybe that's for another time.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. Encouraging the gifts that are within us. I look at people's lives and they're full of talent, but it's like a tree. A tree loses leaves. They shed them. And the tree's gone dormant. And sometimes I feel like our life has gone dormant. Lord, yeah. wake us up. Wake us up.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Lee, our time's just about up. I do want you I'll keep in touch with you on coming back on. And I pray the very best is yet to come. And Jeremiah, fear not, for I'm with you, for I am your God. I will help you, Lee. I will strengthen you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God bless you, Lee. Abundantly.
God bless you, brother.
Tell Sharon we said hi. Take care.
I will definitely do it.
God bless you, brother. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.